ila ila ya Muhammadu Rasulillah. Muhammadu Rasulillah.
He was born Sedou Kone in 1953 to a family of 19 children. His mother was Muslim, his father Christian, and he was raised by his grandmother, Cherie Coco. It was she who instilled in him a spirituality and religious tolerance which is evident in much of his music. And it was Coco who gave him the nickname of Blondie, which was the way she pronounced the word bandit, because of his unruly and stubborn ways. In 1962, young Blondie went to live with his father in Odiem, where he would spend the next decade of his life. He attended high school, and there he was active in the student movement. His parents wanted him to become an English teacher one day, but from a young age, Blondie had dreams of being a musician. He formed a band in high school, which unfortunately took up so much of his attention that he was kicked out of school for poor attendance. His parents then sent him to study English in Liberia, and a little over a year later, he moved to New York City, where he studied English, first at Hunter College and later at Columbia University. But Blondie had never given up on his music. In his free time, he would sing in New York's Central Park or in Harlem, the city's famous nightclub district. He would sing Bob Marley covers in French, English, or his own native language, Diola. Like many young Africans in the late 1970s, Blondie was greatly influenced by the music of Jamaican reggae artist Bob Marley. At one point, a well-known record producer heard Blondie sing and offered to record him. He recorded six of Blondie's songs. Unfortunately, the producer ran off with the master recording. Soon afterwards, Blondie had a nervous breakdown. He was hospitalized in New York and later in Côte d'Ivoire. He would battle depression on and off for the next few years.
Who can heal me? Can you heal me now? Who can heal me? Please help me, Lord.
Fortune stepped in the person of one of Blondie's old schoolmates, Fulgence Cassy, who was by now a well-known television producer in Côte d'Ivoire. This was the beginning of Blondie's real career as a singer, and this is when he began to use the name Alpha Blondie, Alpha for the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Blondie recorded his first solo album, Ja Glory, in 1982. It was a hit in large part because of one song, Brigadier Sabari, which, based on Blondie's own experiences with police, spoke out against police violence. Blondie recorded a second album, Coco de Rock, in 1984, and a year later he recorded Apartheid is Nazism, his most political album yet. In 1986, Blondie traveled to Kingston, Jamaica, where he recorded his powerful song Jerusalem with Bob Marley's backup group, The Wailers. It's a song that promotes unity between believers of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
By the release of his 1987 album Revolution, Blondie's fame had spread internationally. His 1992 album Masada was released in over 50 countries around the world and went double gold in France. But after a European tour, Blondie fell into a major depression, and in early 1993, he's said to have attempted suicide. He dropped out of the music scene for the next few years, but by 1998, he was back in business, releasing the CD Yitzhak Rabin, which commemorated the slain Israeli leader who worked toward a peaceful resolution of the Arab-Israeli conflict. Blondie has since recorded several albums. Today, Blondie continues to sing and tour. He's recorded a total of 18 albums and says he'll be performing reggae music until he dies. For Nightline Africa, I'm Cecily Hillary.
From the Bible to the Quran, Revelation in Jerusalem, Shalom, Salam Aleikum. You can see Christian, Jews and Muslims living together and praying, Amen. Let's give thanks and praises.